That's GoBerkey.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the confidence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Oh, your federal family across the pond thinks you're selfish. That's right. Don't call FEMA part of the government. They're part of your federal family. And, of course, the federal family includes all of the bureaucratic oligarchy. Don't you just want to invite them in? Come on in. Have some food. Right. Oh, wait. It's organic and non-GMO. You might not like it. Your federal family. And now the federal family on a global scale, because they're all one world odor eaters over there. They're calling us selfish. Dame Miss Sally Davies, the chief medical officer, said doctors and nurses had better responsibility to the patients to get the flu jab. Oh, please jab me. Jab me now. No, don't. If you're not selfish in the realm of vaccines, vaccine safety and efficacy, you could end up like the sheeple who line up for their shots like another animal, the human lemming. Calling the unvaccinated selfish is an acknowledgement by the pro-vaccine apologists that they have no scientific basis for arguing herd immunity. Moo. That's right. Shut up and just get your shot. Don't ask questions. You're being selfish. Right? When you realize there are no studies showing safety or efficacy for the vaccines. Oh, don't ask that. Don't bring that up. You're being selfish. And this is the way that the hospitals are saying, you're fired. You won't get your flu shot. You're fired. You're out of here. I mentioned a caller from Michigan. I was still trying to find out, what is it with Michigan? You know, all the hospitals there. And I know it's not exclusively Michigan. But why is it? You're selfish if you don't get shot up with experimental medicaments, because you need to be like all of us. It's medical collectivism. Medical collectivism. The collectivists in modern medicine, of which there are many, certainly in government medicine, don't believe in individualism. No, it's not a matter. We'll sacrifice the individual for the good of the whole. So if your child is harmed, injured, killed by a vaccine, it's just the price of admission. And you're selfish for not wanting to risk your child's life and limb for a collectivist agenda. Something that is not proven anywhere. Doesn't exist in the peer-reviewed medical literature where they say, definitively, yes, we know we've identified herd immunity. The lemmings are all immune because 91.3% of all lemmings have been vaccinated. So that means we're all immune. Of course, it's nonsense. It's never been proven. But you nurses, you doctors who don't want to get vaccinated, you're selfish. You're going to give everybody the flu. Never mind that the flu is not caused by people who are not vaccinated for flu. Nor is the flu evidence of a vaccine deficiency disease. They admitted last year's flu shot didn't work anyway, so get it again. And the sheeple will line up and get it again. But less and less of us, or is it the case that less and less of us are getting it? Because a national survey now shows our federal family, they did a survey, they show that more young children are getting vaccines. Is that right? Despite some public concerns about vaccine safety, I quote now from the article, more young children are getting immunized in the United States for preventable diseases such as measles, mumps, rubella, and the hepatitis A, according to a report by the CDC, the Centers for Disease Creation and Promotion. If that's true, then why the need for propaganda-style fear campaigns, right? Why do they bother? Why is every news article and the Today Show promoting this idea, bringing up these pediatricians on the air? Get everybody shot up for everything. And if you don't, you're being selfish. And that, by the way, self-preservation, selfish you darn straight better be selfish or you're going to sacrifice your children in a very disastrous way. Why do they need propaganda-style fear campaigns? Is it because the fear campaigns are working? Or is it true at all that more of you are getting vaccinated or not? What do you think? I'd like to hear from you on that issue. Call me. 800-259-5791 this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. All the stories are linked up at the blog at robertscottbell.com. And if you're too scared to go on the air, that's okay. I know it sounds like he's angry, right? The people from Michigan are very worried about me. I'll be nice to you, even if you disagree with me. That's okay. I don't mind. But the idea that we would sacrifice our children, well, of course, they're trying to make it so we do. Don't be selfish. Sacrifice your child to the vaccine industrial complex. You're being selfish. Of course, doctors, nurses, selfish if you don't get vaccinated. Listen, people in the hospitals are by and large immune deficient by virtue of them needing to be in there. And of course, lack of hygiene, lack of sanitation, if you will. The overuse of antibiotics has created these so-called superbug strains. It's not the people, we the people that created it, except that we demanded these shots at a certain point when we basically gave up on our freedom to understand our healing, birthright and healing. And we said, oh, the priestcraft of the Church of Biological Mysticism, there are go-betweens. The government knows better. The licensed doctors know better. No, they don't. You know better about your own child. You know better about your own body. You've just abandoned that reality. Now, if you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show, maybe you've reclaimed your heritage in healing, and I wholly embrace you for it, should you like to be embraced in a loving way, because I'm part of your family, right? The Robert Scott Bell Show. Yeah, I'm not so pretentious. I know I have familial feelings for people outside of my family, and yes, they are like my, but not because the federal government propagandized it to be so. It's because I found it to be true based on my experience, and you know the people who got your back, who are with you, who are your family. People like my dear friend Bill Stanton, who's been with me here on the Robert Scott Bell Show on and off since, gosh, going back to the 90s, Bill. Welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's always a pleasure, Scott. I'm glad to be back with you.
Well, it's a blast to have you on board here. And, you know, not only about this this issue of the vaccine mandates, the propagandizing, but what about this story? No shot, no doc. Pediatricians refuse unvaccinated kids. I'm sure you got nothing to say about that.
Oh, I have everything to say about that because it happened to me personally and my family when my 8-month-old unborn second grandson was refused admission to the pediatrician at that time. This was in 05 because my daughter stated specifically to the pediatrician that her child would not be vaccinated, and she and my unborn grandson were immediately thrown in the ditch. She was outraged. She called me from California screaming. I was outraged. And
Bill,
this is just protocol now for the pediatricians to do this to children.
Bill, what do you mean she was thrown in the ditch? I want people to understand this. So basically, did the doctor find out that she wasn't planning to vaccinate the child that was yet to be born?
Oh, she inquired specifically, and my daughter told her that she would not vaccinate. And at that point, the pediatrician told her that she was not welcome at that practice and that she was not allowed to come back because her unborn child would be a threat to the other vaccinated children in her practice and would potentially give those children the diseases that the vaccines are supposedly preventing. That's why.
Yeah. Never mind breastfeeding, colostrum from the mom, any of that. Listen, let me read this quote from the article. A growing number of pediatricians are turning their offices into vaccine-only zones. There's a good enough reason to get out of there. Concerned about older, unvaccinated children infecting babies with illnesses like measles or whooping cough, some doctors are refusing to take unvaccinated patients. Fear that babies too young for vaccines may be infected by kids whose parents choose not to vaccinate. Now, my question, Bill, they're saying too young for vaccines? How can they say that when the first thing docs want to do to babies after they leave the womb is to inject them with a Hep B shot? Too young.
Obviously, they can't say that, and it's just more medical propaganda about this whole vaccine issue in which they have denied the massive evidence, and this is the biggest cover-up in the history of medicine of what vaccines are actually doing. And in the first place, why did the Congress pass the Vaccine Injury Act in 1987, a quarter of a century ago, And it was only for one reason, and it was because they knew then that there were so many problems with vaccines, and they wanted to do the cover-up then, because this whole issue has been a cover-up ever since, and they prevented and mandated that the vaccine manufacturers are not liable.
Yeah.
For any injuries that occur. This happened 25 years ago, and nobody in the public knows about it, and nobody knows the results of the vaccine injury court or any of, this other, because it's such a massive, massive cover-up of the truth about what vaccines are doing to children.
Well, this stuff is coming out through the new media. Of course, we've talked about it here on the Robert Scott Bell Show for years. Mike Adams has been covering it on Natural News, but, you know,
right.
It's still a fraction of the public. We know that. We're still itsy-bitsy-teeny-weeny. And in this regard, we're growing because the word of mouth is growing because people want to know this. Now, did your daughter in this case realize that she was better off without a doctor that was an idiot like that?
Well, actually, she wanted a pediatrician, and I wanted her to have one.
Yeah.
And we went to another pediatrician, and that pediatrician was as nice as possible and said that he didn't take that attitude and he would be more than happy to see my grandson anytime, and was completely different from the first one. So there are a few left out there, but it looks like it's becoming a growing trend in pediatrics to first determine if a new client has been, or a new patient has been vaccinated, and if not, tell them immediately. Either you get all your vaccines and bring up the snuff on all, or else you can't come. It's rotten.
Yeah.
It's beyond belief.
I think we need to fire the doctors that take that role, but I think also that we need to call for a separation of medicine and state. We're going to do just that. After this break, my dear friend Bill Stanton joins me this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. RobertScottBell.com. Check it out. Say thanks to my sponsors. And, of course, you can call in if you'd like. We'll get that number out to you after the break. Stay with us.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Alan Olson with Midas Resources, senior gold and silver broker since 1978. Over the last 3,000 years, gold has been a storehouse of wealth and has survived nearly 500 paper fiat currencies. Since the 1970s, the fiat U.S. paper dollar has lost over 90% of its purchasing power and is decreasing every day. With the U.S. government that is bent on reckless spending, gold and silver are your only safe havens of protection for your hard-earned paper dollars. Please contact me, Alan Olson, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 127, with your questions or purchases. Let's work together to preserve your assets. 1-800-686-2237, extension 127. Again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 127.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457.
877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Welcome to the United States of Health Talk Radio. Health talk that doesn't suck.
All right, thanks to all my friends all around planet Earth, including those of you on Facebook listening in through GCN and TalkStream Live as well. And this is our foray. We open the week every week here on GCN Live, and then Monday through Friday we kick it upstairs even further with naturalnewsradio.com. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, set up that so we could have the Robert Scott Bell Show 6 days a week, not just 1 day a week. And if you ever miss a show, of course, it's available for download. I've got all the links at robertscottbell.com. The phone number this hour, 800-259-5791. If you'd like to call in live, 800-259-5791. And if you miss the opportunity, it's 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. And I got a link Lori puts up on the Facebook, novaxdoctors.webs.com. N-O-V-A-X, doctors, D-O-C-T-O-R-S, .webs.com, for those that want to find vaccine-friendly, in other words, docs that are not going to worry or hassle you for not vaccinating your children. And that's good. I mean, this is like the new media, because Bill Stanton is my guest here this hour as well. And, Bill, this is the new media operating through social networks, et cetera, to share information that the old media will never acknowledge.
Yeah, right. Who knows anything about this? I mean, it's a massive cover-up in the mainstream media. If it weren't for shows like you and this fantastic show you've had for all these years, nobody would know anything, because it's just been a total cover-up of everything regarding the negative end, which is, you know, massive cover-up of all the problems and all the diseases and sudden deaths that are associated with taking these vaccines. So,
well, yeah, certainly. And, of course, we talked about the docs that don't want to deal with you if you're not vaccinated. I, you know, for me, on one level, I don't care, because I'd rather know them. I want to know who they are. I want to steer clear of them, and I'd like everybody to steer clear of them. So let them come out of the closet, so to speak, and say, I don't want you as a patient. Good. We don't want you as a doctor. And that, yeah, let's we'll find more of these people flocking away, not to use the collectivist term, but at this point we realize that those are still engaged in the vaccine complex paradigm, are part of a herd that are not thinking for themselves. And I know that's harsh for those that have not woken to this reality, but as you wake up, you'll realize, oh my gosh, I didn't know. I should have been listening to Robert Scott Bell and Bill Stanton.
And, you know, I think it's unimaginable that a pediatrician would throw out a child on the basis that the child hadn't been vaccinated. Forget this herd immunity crapola, because there's no proof of any of that. That's just medical dogma and medical propaganda. But the idea that a pediatrician would throw a child into the ditch, it's not the child's fault that the parent is not vaccinating in the first place. But the whole idea that a doctor takes a Hippocratic oath to help people, and then to use that as an excuse, especially a baby or a child, or even an unborn child in our case, and just throw the child in the ditch, it's incomprehensible. It's not the practice of medicine.
No,
I don't know what you
all.
Call it.
Not at all. And someone named Jamie commented on my link, if you will, over at the robertscottbell.com through Facebook as well. In our system, you have to have a signed excuse from a doctor or be able to prove that your religion bars it. Since the doctors here all push the vaccines and I'm not affiliated with any particular religion, my kids are required to be vaccinated. Now, Jamie, if you are in the United States, your affiliation or non-affiliation with any particular religion has no bearing on whether you have a religious belief against vaccination. I want parents to understand this very clearly. Your religious belief is your personal, deeply held conviction, religious belief. It has nothing to do with the 501c3 status of the church, synagogue, or mosque that you attend or don't attend. And I think that propaganda has to be blown out of the water so people realize, oh my gosh, I'm not in a church or religion. I can't claim religious exemption. Yes, you can! Tell that to Obama.
You have to. You have no choice. This is your only out if you do not want your child vaccinated. But when you take your child to school every school district in the United States is standing in the doorway and threatening you, unless you can prove that your child is vaccinated, threatening you that your child cannot come to school, when they are covering up the rest of the story, which is that in every state there's this religious exemption, and all you need is the form to fill out, and you can walk through the door. But they won't say that because it's a major cover-up, because there's collusion between the schools and the pediatricians and the medical establishment on this entire issue, even though it's legal in every state to have a religious exemption to prevent vaccinating your child.
Well, exactly. But that's the kind of thing where the propaganda is so complete that parents like Jamie believe that they don't have a way out, when they do. Every one of us do. And we covered a story some weeks ago about a billboard being put up right outside of a drugstore. No shots, no school, not true. And it was all about raising that level of awareness for parents to realize that they cannot bar your child from school unless there's an outbreak. And who wants to send your kids there when there's an outbreak anyway? Take them home. Now, it also begs the question of why we would want to send our kids to government indoctrination centers. But therein lies the economic destruction, making it so cost prohibitive to be able to afford to pay for your child's own or do the homeschooling, which I really admire the moms that can do that. But again, now we got the federalization of the economy as well. So, Bill, you still there? I don't think Bill can hear me. Well, one of the things I just wanted... Okay, we'll check it out. Put them on hold. As soon as the bottom of the hour hits, we'll bring them back up. Now, one of the things I wanted to relate is the economics of scale here, because that's the other aspect of this. Is, you know, people say, Robert, well, I have to send my kid to the school because, as I said, I can't afford to. And you recognize the same reason we're having trouble with children in the medical complex is the same reason we're having trouble with children in the economic, or our basically economy of scale in our home life or wherever we are, because of the federalization of the economy. The idea that the government is responsible for making our way, for paying for us, for supporting us in any way, shape, or form. And this happened in 1913. Now I'm drawing a blank with all the things that are going on in my head. I apologize. But the Federal Reserve Act of 1913, which then decoupled money from gold and silver. It didn't officially do it because nobody had overthrown or overturned what they call the Coinage Act of 1792. But by decoupling money from money, they were able to print money up to the point where the money got devalued over the last 100 years to the point where nobody could afford to do anything. It's not just taxes. It's not just that theft. It's the theft of inflation that people have to work harder and harder to earn less and less. Even if it's more of the number of Federal Reserve notes that you're getting, their purchasing power is declining dramatically. And the meme in the old media is that, oh, well, it's just the cruel capitalist. Well, there's not capitalism. There's crapitalism, crony capitalism, which is corporatism, which is the corporate largesse of multinational companies with no allegiance to any nation or state receiving federal tax subsidies. Things like corn sugar, yeah, high fructose corn syrup, or producing these foods to be converted to fuel. All right, Bill, you back?
Yeah, I'm back with you now.
Sorry we lost you there. No problem. That's what live radio, the excitement of live radio there. By the way, those of you who'd like to call in this hour, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. I was just getting into the economics and the politics of this all because it all relates. And, of course, when we come back from this break, I'm going to have Bill Stanton chime in on some of these things, my good friend. The freedom to heal, is it yours? It certainly is here, something we acknowledge every week on the Robert Scott Bell Show on GCN Live, and, of course, the five additional days of the week through Natural News Radio. Check it all out at robertscottbell.com. You've got hundreds of hours of catching up to do if you're new to the program, but you will be empowered for every minute that you listen. Thank you for being here. We're coming right back after this.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to benefit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338, utopiasilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you, Himbe, and Super Fem Plex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, who is that one candidate that will roll back the medical monopoly and defend individual liberty and health freedom? Is it Romney? Is it Perry? Is it Huntsman? Nah, not, I don't think so. And not even Michelle Bachmann would roll it back. Only the good doctor will, Ron Paul. And, of course, Bill, you followed Congressman Ron Paul for many years, and we've seen 4 years ago what a quote-unquote long shot he was. And we're looking at the rising tide against the will of the old media and big government complex. They don't want to see this guy win, but he's certainly winning over the hearts and minds of many people in America right now.
Well, I fully support him, and I've supported him ever since he introduced that act he introduced in 05 to allow legitimate scientific information to be placed on bottle labels. And he's perfectly with us in every way. He believes in freedom of choice, and he believes in freedom in the marketplace. And I fully support all of his efforts to protect natural medicine. And what's so ironic about Ron Paul is it's Dr. Ron Paul. He practiced medicine for 25 years as an obstetrician, and yet he is vehemently doing everything possible to protect the natural medicine and natural food industry from the FDA, who right now is threatening to completely destroy access to natural medicines, as you know very well. I fully support Ron Paul, and I just wish that more people could understand what he's really saying, especially with regards to protecting the natural medicine industry from what's getting ready to happen, because they're trying to shut it down.
Yeah,
and they may very well.
Indeed, indeed. And let's go to the caller. Lori's holding on in Iowa because it relates. Also, Ron Paul's been a big supporter of homeschooling, homeschool families as such. Lori, are you working as a homeschool mom?
Yes, I am. This will be our third year of homeschooling. My daughter will be a junior this year. In fact, we're starting today. And you said that many parents don't homeschool because they can't afford it. The parents who would like to homeschool, they need to talk to their school systems because many schools will offer a homeschool assistance program in which the school system will pay for the homeschool materials. The parents use them during the year, and then they return them at a specific date at the end of the year. The advantage of the homeschool system is that they have a shorter school year and shorter teaching time than the public school system does.
Right.
Public school system, 180 days, seven hours a day here in Iowa. For homeschoolers, it's 148 days of teaching time, which can range from maybe 3 hours to as short as an hour. It depends on what the parents are doing that day.
Well, certainly, and you have much more control, and you don't have all the hassle to deal with the paperwork, typically, of the so-called vaccine mandate. And I appreciate the call, Lori. Thank you very much for dialing in. The concern I have for any homeschool family asking anything of the government school system is that you're still on the hook, you're still in the jurisdiction, you still acquiesce. And I know I am a very much hard line when it comes to liberty. I don't believe in compromising liberty. I'm like Ron Paul on that. You don't compromise liberty. Okay, you compromise in a marriage. You know, sometimes you want to do something, sometimes your wife does. I mean, that's a different form of compromise. That's not compromising your principles. But we don't look to compromise liberty in this way, and certainly asking something of the local government to help us is not ideal. I recognize it's better than, okay? I will acknowledge that eating 50% organic is better than eating 0% organic. It's not like I'm throwing it totally out. But, Bill, you know, again, we're standing up for health, freedom, and liberty here, and sometimes that mm-hmm. falls in the face of those who say, well, we need a nanny state. We can't afford to because it's so expensive, never realizing that the government was the one that made it so expensive by mandating monopoly.
Well, and this is really the whole point of what's happened to the medical establishment itself, because the medical is totally unaffordable now. Mm-hmm. And even if you have insurance, it's still essentially unaffordable, and it's because the Congress has allowed this to happen over time by preventing the competition to the medical establishment, which does exist, and you and I both know how well established the natural medicine world is out there, but it's not acknowledged, it's covered up.
Stand by, Bill. Stand by, Bill.
They're doing everything they can to...
We got to go to break here. We got Bill Stanton in the house. We're going to do a little bit more healing on levels nowhere else in media can do on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Stay with us.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, And the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try heart and body extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away. But when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Look out, Big Pharma. There's a new sheriff in town.
You called down the thunder, well, now you've got it.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Following up on that call from homeschool mom Lori, she was saying that even homeschoolers have to show that their kids are up to date on their vaccines. That tells you how upside down and backwards everything is in these states, that we have to opt out. We should only have to opt in, and there should be no requirement to report any of this stuff to the state regarding our medical status of our children, unless, of course, the state owns them. And if so, it could be because you've granted them or given them or acquiesced to, oh, we have to give your child a birth certificate. Just record their birth in the Bible, their family. For goodness, that's the way it used to be. Oh, no, we can't do that. We've got too many children to have to track. We have to stamp them. We have to give them a number so you can get an exemption. Don't get me started on that. But phony, crony, capitalism. Jerry Doyle calls it crapitalism. We don't have a free system of health and healing. What do you think, Bill?
I think it is crapitalism. That was well said. There's a major difference between capitalism, which is what we all think we have, and corporatism, which is what we've ended up with, because I think it's clearly obvious that the big lobby over the years has put so much money into the Congress to create corporate anti-competitivism, which is what we have now. They have completely pushed out natural medicine, for example, as competitive to drug medicine, and trashed it thoroughly and said it was so unscientific for all these decades now, and then run the price of medicine up because corporatism is anti-competitive. They don't want any competition, and they're over at the Congress giving, you know, in the last 10 years, the medical monopoly has given over $1 billion in big monopoly, big lobby money in order to influence the Congress and continuously influence the Congress. This is a statistic. The big pharma is spending $125,000 every hour that the Congress is in session. It's incredible.
Well, they don't want anything for that money, do they?
They want everything, and they all they want is total monopoly on health care and push everything else out and make people believe that the only thing they can do is get their insurance card and go to the doctor when you get sick. They've also banned prevention. You know, prevention of disease is anathema to the business of corporate medicine. They want you sick with that insurance card, and it's a rotten state of affairs.
Well, it's kind of like how I opened the show today, Bill, and this idea that the CDC report said half of all Americans will suffer from mental health woes. And of course, if you call mental health problems partly due to, let's say, nutritional deficiencies, they'll say you have a mental health disease just for thinking that.
Well, you know, that's probably the biggest problem, medical problem out there is mental health. And if you look at what people are feeding their brains, there's absolutely no doubt about it. And in psychiatry, the only thing they're generating is the next drug deficiency syndrome. They're not doing any analysis. Mainstream psychiatry and mainstream medicine is not doing any analysis whatsoever on what potential nutritional and dietary issues involve all their depressed and anxious patients. All they're doing is pharmaceutically straitjacketing all these people with drugs, which may work to some extent, but it continues to maintain all of these mental health problems because they're not dealing with the underlying cause, which is typical of how allopathy operates on the basis of treating end-stage symptoms only. In this case, any mental aberrations with these powerful drugs. They're not dealing with underlying causes.
Of course not. And, of course, we've talked in terms of essential fatty acids, EFAs, EPA, DHA, and increasing the ability to cope, if you will, to reduce a lot of these mental and emotional extremes and disorders. We've also talked about the introduction of heavy metals, such as mercury or otherwise, into the body via vaccination, via dentistry, also contributing to the so-called mental disorders, none of which are considered when the CDC says half of all Americans will be diagnosed with mental disorders. And of course, no knowledge of heavy metals whatsoever in that context.
Well, what they're really saying is that it's half of all Americans are going to be diagnosed with heavy metal toxicity, the toxicity to all these environmental toxins that are in the environment, a host of vitamin and mineral and nutritional deficiencies, a lifetime of eating a bad diet. Those are the real diagnoses.
Yeah,
but nobody's gonna say that. The official word is ultimately that these people are just waiting to get their Prozac or their Zoloft.
Yeah, vitamin P, vitamin Z, vitamin P, vitamin Z, vitamin P, vitamin Z. Mm-hmm. How about some vitamin L? How about some love? Right, get your love in here at the Robert Scott Bell Show. Bill Stanton's in the house. One more segment. We actually have a moment of duh coming up. We call those M.O.D.s. We've got a big M.O.D. coming up. Bill Stanton's going to chime in on that as well as we wrap up this week's show. Remember, if you missed anything, it'll be available through GCN Live. I've got links up at robertscottbell.com, including Natural News Radio archives from the Robert Scott Bell Show during the week. Stay with us. One more segment after this.
Energy, energy, and more energy. We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need. You deserve it. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Don't let summer be a bummer. Stop sunburn pain, poison ivy, and mosquito bite itch, and the burn of athlete's foot with just one Safe-All natural first aid product, Dermatol. Many GCN listeners have already discovered how effective Dermatol is as a natural, non-acidic way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many skin problems. Now this special offer. Buy one bottle of Dermatol, get one bottle free. Call 1-800-217-6677 and mention GCN. Dermatol is the must-have first aid product for your preparedness kit. Made in America by Americans, Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. And ask for the GCN Buy One, Get One Free Special, or use coupon code GCN at checkout at DermatolUSA.com. Spelled DermatolUSA.com. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Free and easy, no asthma here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. But if you have it, if your kids have it, you're going to want to know about this. Bill Stanton's with me one last segment this week on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And sometimes we cover the journals out there, the scientific journals, and you find certain studies that are very revelatory. Like, wow, how'd they find that? And then there are others like, who paid for that? You mean somebody paid money for that? And that's what this is. It's our
moment of duh.
What are you people? On dough?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Yes, this week's Moment of Duh is brought to you by obese children with asthma, who apparently, according to the study, we couldn't figure it out before the study happened, need more, not less, more medication than kids of normal weight. Oh, is that a moment of duh, Bill, or am I making this stuff up? They need more medication if they're obese. Bill, you with me? Obese kids with asthma take more medications, find it harder to control their symptoms, have more flare-ups, and make more ED visits, not erectile dysfunction visits, I promise you, that they're calling emergency doctor visits, than children with asthma who are not obese and overweight. This is according to researchers from UCSD, as they reported in the Journal of Allergy and Clinical Immunology. So this is the case where we're talking about another moment of duh. They actually had to investigate, pay money to figure out that fat kids need more drugs than skinny kids when dealing with asthma, Bill. We still don't have Bill. Maybe he's so shocked by that stunning admission of a moment of duh, we lost him. Let me know when you get him back on board there. Now, 10% of children today have asthma. 17% are obese. And this, in this author study, the investigators wrote, improving nutritional status, preventing obesity, and stressing the importance of weight loss might improve asthma control and exacerbation risk in children and decrease the incidence of asthma in adults. But where are the doctors indicating to the parents that they should eat cleaner food, for goodness sake, clean up the toxins? Where are the pediatricians giving the information to parents that they need to detoxify their kids, right? They're going to say, no, just cut calories. Who cares what's in the calories, doctor, right? It doesn't matter. It could be toxic food. That matters. That's only about calories. That's why they're fat. Has nothing to do with the growth hormones in the milk, in the meat, the antibiotic residues, or the antibiotics you're directly injecting into these children or giving them by mouth that are destroying their gut and creating scenarios whereby these kids can't absorb any nutrients, so they try to absorb and hold on and retain everything and anything. And their liver is so toxic. Where are the pediatricians arguing for cleaning up the diet of parents everywhere, Bill?
They're not. All they're doing is pushing vaccines and spending the entire time talking about vaccines and putting children on antibiotics when the real issue, 35 years ago, Lyndon Smith, who I consider one of the foremost pediatricians of his time, wrote a book, Feed Your Child Right. The entirety of childhood health is based on good nutrition. And most kids out there are getting anything but that. And unfortunately, these obese children not only have asthma, but they have a host of other illnesses and sudden onset diseases, including things like adult onset diabetes. And yeah, all it is just bad diet. That's what they really need to be dealing with. And I'm sure you remember back in the old days, parents gave their children cod liver oil. And yep, cod liver oil was a major preventative of all of these things that are happening to children now because, for example, you know, in asthma specifically, there's almost inevitably an omega-3 deficiency that will prevent it in the first place, and that's what cod liver oil is. It's all about nutrition.
Well, exactly. And, of course, when we talk about restoring it, these docs are still not getting the word on nutrition. They're like, well, cut down all the calories of your fat kid. Well, it has little or nothing in the big scheme to do just with calories. It's what's in the calories or what's not in the calories that's creating these aberrant metabolic issues. And, of course, the inflammation of the lungs, the detox pathways being congested. Where are the pediatricians calling for detoxification of children?
Well, there is no such thing as detoxification in allopathic medicine, unfortunately. These children are extremely toxic. They were even born toxic. Umbilical cord studies at Albert Einstein School of Medicine 6 years ago showed that the average umbilical cord contains 297 environmental chemicals. Children are being gestated and born under the influence of a massive input of all these chemicals. There's no wonder that children are so unhealthy. They need chemical detoxification and heavy metal detoxification.
Well, seriously, and I've talked about many ways. I've talked about homeopathic medicines for the lungs. I've talked about antimonium tartaricum, different things like that. Mm-hmm. And I've also talked about ephedra, and I've also talked about inhaling, if you will, or nebulizing silver hydrosol to open up the pathways of the alveoli that are constricted due to microbial infestation as well as just general inflammation that the silver can reduce. So you know all as well there's a lot of great things we can do for these kids.
Oh, far more than just the medical drugs, which may be effective at controlling the end-stage symptoms. And so I'm not opposed to a child that's in a crisis with asthma having a drug. But what about using natural alternatives to prevent them in the first place or to be used in place of? Because they also work. But we're not going to get that from the pediatricians. And unfortunately, there's just been a tremendous historical cover-up of natural medicine and its ability to prevent instead of, you know, have to go deal with the end-stage symptoms of all of these catastrophic childhood issues. It's right. Really a tragedy in that this is the case.
And by and large, Bill, as you know, induced by doctors, induced by drugs, induced
right.
by vaccines, many of these problems that become chronic are caused by the very pediatricians that parents have been duped into believing they have to have or else their children will not survive childhood. This is an important thing, and Bill, I want people to know about you. Those of you in the Georgia, the Atlanta area that want to see Bill Stanton, I want to give out his phone, or actually, Bill, I'm going to have you give it out twice so people that are in the area want to come see you.
Okay, you can contact me at 678-344-7338. That's 678-344-7338.
Yeah, if you want real assistance down there in the Atlanta area, it couldn't be anybody better than to see Bill. Even kids are helped. I've had my children in to see him from time to time when we used to be there. And, Bill, thank you for helping me ramp up the message for health, freedom, and liberty once again.
Thanks a million, Scott, for having me. I love being with you today.
Well, you rock the health world, as do you out there in the listening audience of the Robert Scott Bell Show. This is the place for health, freedom, and liberty. Remember, Monday, Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Bitar through the week. And I'm here to remind you this every week and every day, that the power to heal is yours.